I keep my circle small for a reason. Everybody doesn't have good intention.
Welcome back to another episode of Moments with Murph with me, your host, Murph. So today I got another guest, first time guest actually, who's another podcaster, another great friend of mine, another free spirit, spiritual life, just like Lo, but in her own different way. I got my girl Tiff here. Hello.
Hi, Murph. I appreciate that intro. That was awesome. And thank you so much for having me on your podcast today.
Yes. So let me try to get you on for a minute. We've been busy.
Yes.
But the good thing is that you're here now, and now we get to have our conversations. Yay.
So excited.
So excited. So today, guys, gotta go on again, because as season 4 continues, we are continuing with management. So today's, we're gonna do managing friendships, because me and Tiff have been friends for 20 years? Mine's about 18? Yeah. So we've been managing ours pretty well, and we have a good vibe here, but we also have our own individual friends. And I'm pretty sure our friends are a little different than each other's, and we handle them a little differently. Would you say?
I agree. Pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
No, we all have our different friend group.
Yeah. I hang with a lot of birds, a lot of falcons and stuff. I don't know about you. You like animals? You got a dog, right?
Yes, I have a little miniature poodle. I love him. Even though he doesn't really love me that much, he loves my grandmother more. But it's all good.
Hey, because something about grandmothers, man, they have that nurture.
Right.
Yeah, that love and that affection. We love it. So, I'm saying getting into it, starting with it. So, Tiff, how many friends would you say that you currently have?
So, I have, categories. I have my two best friends. And then I have, my cousin friends, my family. Mm-hmm. And then I have acquaintances. So, I would say I have, four close friends. So, two of my cousins and then my two best friends.
Okay. That's pretty solid. I'm also having a good, I'm going to say reliable, friend groups. Makes a lot of sense. I'll say, because, for me, it's always complicated, right? Because, I know a decent amount of people. We're probably definitely up in the higher thousands, right? Just from, networking through LinkedIn and Instagram and college and high school, right? So, and I always switch my friends up every here and there. But I'm pretty sure, because I got into an argument, not so long ago. I'm pretty sure I got, five or six best friends, right? It fluctuates. But they're in that category, because, one, they're in different states. And, each one serves, let's say, a different purpose, right? Where, one might be more business-related, business-minded. One's my realtor, actually. And she's, really cool, wow. Right? And, I know, right? So cool. And then, another one, she's like an interactive partner, right? Whenever I want to do something adventurous, go hiking or go rock wall climbing indoors, because I ain't get to outdoors yet, but indoors, right? Stuff like that, we're always good to do activities. That's not even really expensive, right? So it's each one serves a different purpose. And then I got my core friends who I've had for decades or a decade now, who are primarily males. It's four or five of them, and I actually consider them my brothers. We call each other mother's mother, right? And then I got good quality for, I don't know, I'm probably somewhere in the 20, 25 range. We're talking about actual friends, and then everybody else are in different tier groups, right? So I have five different tiers. So those 20 are between tiers 1 and 2, and then everybody else just fluctuates. It's kind of I don't know. I guess it's some is length and then some is strength of the relationship. It kind of depends.
I like that. You have the different tiers.
Yeah. That's how I try to keep some expectations between people.
Yes. And then also you have those friends that you can do certain things with, and some friends you can't. I wouldn't be the friend you would go to for adventure. And crazy roller coasters. No.
What? No roller coasters?
After I'm persuaded, I will usually get on them, but it takes a lot for me to actually get on one. I'm just not the one to be like, oh, yay, let's go to an amusement park and get on roller coasters.
Yeah. No.
Absolutely not.
So no Six Flags? No?
No.
All right, so you guys here, so we got to trick her. Blindfold. Surprises. You like surprises?
It depends.
All right, I'll be the surprise friend. Well, the surprise is it's supposed to always extract a sort of feeling, right? A sort of memory. So
yes.
That just gives me something to do. So when I know I go to Delaware, I know exactly where we're going. Good looks. So let me ask you then. So like when it comes to your friends, like how do they feel like through y'all communication? Like do you guys like actively chat with them or is it kind of like staggered depending on the individual?
It's kind of staggered. So see, my two close best friends, one I've known since I was in high school, we became friends, and then the other I've known since I was like 4 years old. So we've been friends for like 23 years now. Mm. So we all are kind of like the same personality wise where we don't feel the need to have to like communicate every single day, and like when we do communicate with each other, it's like we fall back into line, like no time has been lost between us. And it's kind of different now with both of them because they're both married. Mm-hmm. And one friend that I've known since I was 4, she has 3 children also, as well as being married. So that kind of has changed the whole dynamic too, because like we used to always like have like hangouts where they were both come over to my house and like we watch movies, do different stuff like that. But of course now can't do that as often because they have their own family lives. So just understanding the changes that come as like we grow and get older and go about our own lives, that communication is not going to be as consistent as it has in the past.
Gotcha, which yeah. Definitely reads. And honestly, that's what it comes down to. Because like, I feel like when you got friends that are understanding, right? Understanding that, you know, life changes, roles change, like a lot of circumstances aren't going to be the same, right? Like those people who are understanding and are reasonable are definitely the ones you got to keep around. Because some people still complain that they don't get a text every day. And it's like, are you not at work? Like... it's 2022. You got friends that's between 21 and 28 still mad at, you know, that you can't text them all day. And it's like, listen, you're at work, I hope I'm at work, like we can regroup. And like honestly, the distance and communication at times is a good thing, because when you do get back together, like you said, for the ones who act like nothing has changed, like it's great, but then you also have something to actually talk about, like to catch up on, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
For sure. Because I'm like, with my friends, most of them already know that I am very bad at communicating, right? So, especially if it comes down to texting, I'm very bad at that. And I usually don't really respond until like after maybe 7, maybe 8, maybe 9, depending on what I'm doing, right? And I'm like, I know me and you have like a habit of, we talk about this like prior, where it's like we know we'll have messages and we'll mentally respond, but then the messages are just still sitting there. And like I know a lot of people can relate to that alone.
Definitely. Yeah, we definitely relate when it comes to that. Like I was just talking to my grandma about it. I was like, yeah, I'm horrible with keeping up with text messages. I'm trying to do better. I'm like, I'm not big on making resolutions for the new year, but that is the goal, to do better with my communication via text message, because it'll be like weeks go by and I'm realizing, ooh, I never responded back to that person. And then I thought I responded, but I didn't. And here we are. So awkward.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, and that's why I feel bad too, because I'll literally respond like a day or two later, because I might not actually go to my messages chats, right? And again, like if I get like a bunch of different notifications, one from Instagram, two from Snapchat, and three messages, some LinkedIn's, right? I'll just clear the whole notification bar and I'll be more at peace seeing nothing at the top. So anything that's new that comes in has a better chance of being responded. But if you text me earlier in the day and I don't go to my messages, then it's like, oops, right? And they're like, for some friends, like they take that offensive, like, oh, you're ignoring them, oh, you don't want to talk to them. When it's like, it's not really the case, right? We're just busy and we're kind of preoccupied. And if you could, you could tell by certain conversations where it's not like necessarily a need, a conversation, right? It's nothing urgent, they just want to chit chat. Like sometimes you like mentally, subconsciously, like put that in the back of your head, like, all right, I'll get to that when I can, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's like, again, like for some friends who actually understand that, because like some of my friends that we communicate, and but we might talk or send a text like once or twice a day, right? So we're like, it takes us a whole week to send a total of like 10 to 14 messages. And that's how, you know, spaced out the conversation is. But like those friends, like they obviously know, like, A, that we're all busy, but then also that the friendship isn't going to change just because there's a lack of communication. Like, you know, things aren't how they used to be, like in middle school, high school, and college, right? Like a lot of things change. And this understanding, like that expectation is definitely a key to having like these better off friendships, you know?
Exactly. Cause like you said, some people, they kind of take it personally when you don't get right back to them in the time frame they believe you could have.
Right.
So that is hard to let them know, like, look, it's nothing to do with me not valuing our friendship. It's just that I have a lot going on. The notifications is a little much, so I clear them, and then unfortunately, because they're not there, I don't see it as a reminder to go back and message you. But they don't want to hear that when they're that way.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're just too in their mind. And which actually kind of leads to like the next point, because like when you're able to basically like mentally separate like the friends that should stay around versus those who shouldn't, like the ones who shouldn't are kind of considered fat, right? Sometimes you gotta trim the fat. So like for you, Tiff, like, A, how do you figure out you know, when it's time to trim certain friends around, and then like what is your process of doing that?
So for me, I noticed that the amount of friends that I had back when I was younger has significantly, like, it's decreased over time. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it's kind of happened naturally. Like, it's not been, like, a crazy, like, fallout or anything like that. It just kind of, like, we just happened to grow apart. Like, we went to different colleges. They've moved out of state. Different things have happened. Like, they've gotten married and, like, just we've drifted apart. And I full-heartedly believe that there are people that are in our lives for, it's a quote, like, people that are in our lives for a season.
Right.
For a reason. And then when that season has passed, they move on and they've served their purpose in your life and you've served your purpose in their lives. So, also, I did have a friend that the friendship was, I wouldn't want to say toxic, but it wasn't healthy.
Yeah.
It was causing a lot of unnecessary stress. So, removing myself from that friendship was important for my mental well-being. So just also recognizing when people aren't, bringing good things into your life, to be like, okay, I have to separate myself from this person, is important.
Yeah, no, 100%. Because, like, you kind of feel at time when it's time to go, right? Or when it's time to remove someone. Because, like you said, like, you know, things aren't always going to be the same. And which we all kind of understand that as, you know, we all get older, as our lives, you know, separate in certain paths, right? But there's always that feeling of when it's time to let go. Because, like you said, like, some people are only here for a season. Some people are only here for a reason. And, like, I say the same thing about relationships, right? Whereas, like, you might have met someone on a specific level, right? And, like, that level was cool. But at times, it's time for you to level up, right? And that person doesn't want to move from that level. And at times, you need to separate yourself and keep on progressing, right? Or you mentally, you know, you're not going to go anywhere, right? You're not going to reach your full potential. And that's kind of like how, like, the friends are. Whereas, like, I know, you know, as I got older and started realizing, like, where I really wanted to do in life, A, and who I wanted to be in life, B, right? I understood the type of people that I really needed around me, right? And I had to understand, like, who could be around and who shouldn't be based upon, like, what their, you could even say, like, what their idea of a good time is, right? Like, I personally don't want to be out to 2, 3, 4, 5 a.m. in the morning anymore, right? Like, I got things I can be doing at 6 a.m. that's more productive, right? And I don't need only an hour to 3 hours worth of sleep, right? So just understanding, like, what, you know, they enjoy, like, what sometimes their goals are. Like, when you have misalignment, and then, again, these things can, like you said, can come just, like, naturally. When you have misalignment and expectations and goals, like, that can easily and naturally cause a drift, because you guys are no longer seeking the same things, which means the path that you guys want aren't going to be the same. And that's going to ultimately seem like it's going to ultimately always lead to someone being disappointed if they feel like they have to settle or alter who they are just to, you know, keep a friendship or, you know, make someone else happy, which honestly no one should have to change who they are just to keep someone or impress someone, right?
Absolutely not. No.
Like, and because like you said, like I've seen, it's so weird because like I've always had a decent amount of friends, right? Because I am quick to, what's the word? You ever seen The Replacements? Like the show?
The Replacement.
The show or the movie?
That sounds really familiar.
So it's like whenever, besides like their outcomes, but it's like whenever you need something or want something, right, out of a certain individual, and you're not getting it, you replace that person with someone that seems more fulfilling, right? So, like, a simple one, we had, like, a teacher who was, like, very dry, very boring, wasn't really getting the lesson plans out there, right? So, they replaced that boring teacher with a more younger, like, hot rod, let's do it, you know, type of person, right? And always in their replacements, they usually didn't work out because they got the wrong person or they had them in her for too long, right? But, like, for me, I kind of like the same thing, where it's, like, if someone's not fulfilling a specific need to me and to where I can feel I can serve them in a purposeful way, right, I just replace that person with someone who I think is more fulfilling, right, to where we can honestly help benefit each other in terms of, like, progressing. So it's, like, I feel like I always keep turning friends out and turning new friends in, because, like, for me, you never know who you might meet, you know what I mean? And sometimes that one relationship can have, like, an everlasting effect and can really be something, let's say, something beautiful, right, as it continues to progress. And that's always, like, my mindset when it comes to knowing when it's time to get rid of friends. Because, like, for some people, like, again, like, they're just not fitting anymore. And sometimes that new person you've met can be ultimately, like, that piece of even joy or happiness that you were missing. And then that's what keeps me, like, you know, turning new in, new out, and just really trying to fulfill, let's say, that the space of being joyful, happy. That kind of makes sense.
It does. And I like your viewpoint of friendship like that, because, see, me, I am more closed off with allowing people into my circle. I actually have posted a Facebook post the other day. Well, not, it wasn't mine. I reshared it. And it said, hold on, I've got to go to it. Here it is. I keep my circle small for a reason. Everybody doesn't have good intentions.
Facts.
So that's really my motto. Like, I really keep my circle small. And it's really hard for me to allow people in because I'm not too trusting of intentions. So for me, being able to, like, bring somebody else in when somebody leaves from that circle is kind of hard. Mm-hmm. But the way that you're able to do that, I really admire that. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, because it's kind of like a process. Like, like, because the thing is, like, too, I don't, like, have a lot of expectations for people, right, when I go into meeting them. Because some people are very closed-minded. They don't want to talk to anybody else, right? So, for a lot of my friends are actually introverts, which is very surprising since I have to try to go in and be like their individual friend, you know, as we're trying to build upon each other. But it's like having like no expectations for them is what keeps me like optimistic to, you know, A, trying to see who they really are, right? But then B, also trying to figure out if I'm a person they actually need in their life, right? If they actually want in their life. Because ideally, like, when I come into my friend's life, like, I want to be able to serve a purpose to them. You know what I mean? So, if I feel like there's a fit there for both ends, then that's how I keep pursuing, right? And then, honestly, it just comes down to being consistent. Because they say, consistency beats resistancy. And persistence beats resistance. Yeah. So, it's like, just keeping on with those trends, right? It kind of feeds into the type of friends that I search for when it comes to looking for people in different locations, as like different states, or people I want to do podcasts with. Hint, right? Like, just keep monitoring the way that I can is the way that I try to filter to having people that I really prefer to have around. You know what I mean?
I totally understand that. And you're definitely giving me a new perspective of friendship. Because I've never viewed it that way. It's always been like, okay, this is my circle. Because like I said in the beginning, my friends I've known for years, like one for 23 years and one since 2010, so like 13 years.
Yeah.
And then my other close friends are family, so it's like, but I will say, when I started the podcast, I met you and Raisa, you know, Flourish with Ray Love.
Yeah, I believe I come across that. Yes.
You two. It's amazing how we built this virtual friendship, basically, just through the podcast. And it's a few other people like John Zell from Imperfectly Perfect Podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know if
you know.
And who else? Paisa. You know Paisa and Mama Life?
I definitely know Mama Life.
So, like, you all, I've built this, like, virtual, like, friendship with you guys. And it's, like, actually, it has substance. Like, being able to talk to you guys and support one another and our different endeavors. It doesn't even have to involve the podcast. But broadening out and building these friendships has been totally out of the norm for me. But it's been amazing. Like, it's been a blessing, for real.
Yeah, 100%.
Never thought I would have met people like you all just through a podcast. It's amazing.
Yeah, and that's what those endeavors are. Like, just taking a little step into something, right?
Right.
It brings you to a whole world of different people. And, like, you never know what other spirits are out there, right? Until you step into a different type of, let's say, class of people, a class of individuals.
That is so true.
Like, 100%. So then, well, because the thing is now, okay, so since you had your friends, like, for a long period of time, so, like, when it comes for even them, but even new people, like, how do you guys, like, set expectations, like, as far as, like, how the friendship's going to be moving forward, you know what I mean? Like, how do you guys come to an agreement of what's acceptable and unacceptable?
I believe, like, setting boundaries is, like, just so important. But, like, now going into, like, the stage of friendship I'm in now with my two best friends, they're both married, got their families, and having that expectation of, yes, we check in on each other periodically. Like, last week, my best friend and her husband, they came over to our house and had dinner with Jima and I. And that was it was super sweet. Like, I hadn't talked to her, and it was a while since I've talked to her. But she randomly texted me that Sunday and was like, hey, we'd like to come over and have dinner with you and Jima. We want to treat y'all to dinner. Just tell me which restaurant you guys want, and we'll pick it up, bring it over, have dinner with y'all. And it was just, like, the way that we just fell back into our normal, like, routine of, like, hanging out and enjoying each other's company after, like, not being around each other like that in a while is just understanding that life is life and for everybody. Right. And you can't expect to have that same pattern of friendship that you had years ago. Like when we were in high school, we were able to all hang out all the time, and just understanding that it's different now and it's okay, and that doesn't mean that they don't value the friendship just as much as they did in the past. So understanding that the value of the friendship doesn't change just because the communication isn't as consistent as it used to be. And when you're feeling like something is off, just being able to communicate that without it going by and not saying anything, and then the friendship is broken because you didn't communicate that you were feeling a type of way about something. Because one thing about it, my friends and I, when we have like little issues going on, we make sure we talk about it as immediately instead of letting time go by and then let we it don't fester. Yeah, let it fester and like we don't know what's going on. We're like, hold on, why does things feel weird right now because nobody said anything?
Right. Yeah, and that's a big key of communicating. Like like you said, like you've had your friends for years, like years, right? But then yeah. Like, you're still literally consistently altering the expectations. Like you said, life is lifing. Like, you know, everyone started off single, always available, but now marriage is involved, kids are involved, like, you know what I mean, college is involved, right? Things continue to adjust. So it's like you guys literally have to keep resetting expectations. But again, it really all comes down to communication, like you stated, because like when you guys communicate, right, you're putting it out there. So it's not like you can't say like either what the issues are or how you guys are not feeling, right? Because it's out there. So it's like we've spoken about this. Like, you know how I feel, you know how I'm thinking, you know why I'm thinking this way, and you know what's going on in my life because I'm telling you, right? So then it really relies on the other person to understand that and accept that. And then you guys as a whole to adjust, you know, moving forward. And that's like what I always try to do, because like I know I'm always doing something. Like whenever someone asks me like, what are you doing? Or if you want to hang out, it'd be like, look, we can hang out, but just know that let's actually do this, because if not, I could be doing something completely different that also can be productive and more likely is productive, right? And setting those expectations up front, whether you're with the people who are new or old, is like highly important, because like when it comes to new people, like I try to let them know like how I am up front, right? So they can have an idea of like, oh, okay, well, he's going to be quite busy. Oh, he's quite funny. Oh, he's quite a talker. Oh, he knows a lot of people, right? Where they already have an idea of who I am coming into it, and then I kind of leave it up to them to decide if they want to continue and further a friendship, right? and that goes for even the current people, like, that's been there around, because like I have a friend now who we've been friends for 23 now, for 9 years. So coming up, like, we've always had ease of communication, we've talked always frequently, right? But over the past like 2 years, things have started to like bottom out, because we're both, you know, relatively busy, and now the communication on one end has become very draggy, right? Where it comes to, let's say we're making plans, right? And then the person just ghosts, okay? Like, to me, that's very unacceptable. Because, like, if you're setting time apart and you know you guys don't really see each other, like, that's, and then you do set that one time to create an event. Like, that's a time where you would think, like, focus should really be on trying to make that thing happen, especially if you guys only see each other once a year. But then also when you don't effectively communicate why you can't, you know, come or whatnot, then that also makes it unacceptable, because now it seems like now you're not respecting the friendship, right, in itself, but then also the individual, to where you don't respect like their time and the idea of trying to make the friendship happen. So it's like when you guys communicate, you know, any problems moving forward, or even, you know, prior to, like you said, it leaves, it doesn't leave anything festering, because now everyone knows what the problem is and like what, what expectations should be moving forward. And again, having that communication is where a lot of people fall, because they don't want to have those conversations.
Right.
And they want to just believe that things can just pan out over by itself, or things are always going to be how they used to be, which isn't the case. in most scenarios that I come across.
Exactly. And then a lot of times, when it comes to friendships, sometimes people will put a friend on a pedestal, and when they don't meet that expectation, it's a big blow up.
Right.
Because they haven't been realistic in the expectations for that friendship. And then that's a huge issue. Because you see, like, a lot of, like, influencers and stuff, like, you'll see them falling out because they expected this person to be a certain way with them, and then they weren't, and then they have to air it out. That's what happens when you don't have realistic expectations for the friendship.
Yeah, 100%. That's a great example, because there's a lot of people who love their influencers, especially when it comes to couples. Like, they just follow them, they love them, they're the best things ever, and then they break up and everybody's heartbroken. Besides just the people in the couple. And the reason why is because, yeah, like, that couple went into it, like, this is going to be amazing, it's going to be great, but communication actually is worse than what, you know, people think, because they haven't really talked about what they actually plan to do. Like, what the goals are. Like, what should each person expect out of the other, and does that actually work for what they're trying to do and what they're trying to get out of that relationship? Which is, when those things end after 3 to 4 months, I don't be surprised at all. I'd be like, well, that's it literally probably just came out of communication. And that seems like pretty often. And which I think is just real funny too, I just want to mention, because that goes for like relationships too. Because I remember asking a friend who had the potential to being more than a friend. Like, we're still friends now, but I remember asking her up front. I'm like, hey, you know, if we were together, like, how many hours do you expect me to commit to you, like, per week? And she's like, about 30 to 40. And I, you know, I had like a real dumb look. I'm like, 30 to 40 hours per week is supposed to be dedicated to just you. And I'm like, does that count sleep time? And she's like, no, right? So, like, right there, that set an expectation where she has the expectations of really being around her significant other a lot. And I know within 30 to 40 hours, I know half of that could be made for money, right? So I'm like, okay, well, that's mentally, I'm like, that's not going to necessarily work for me. I'm like, I could probably give you like 4 to 5, you know, per day, more so on the four side, maybe like 3, maybe like 4, right? But having that conversation up front was very important, because if we were to move forward and she expected me to be around a lot, and I was expecting her to go to work a lot, and while I go to work a lot to really build, you know, a better future down the road, then that would have been kind of a waste of time, right? Because we didn't have a conversation up front. So here we both think we're working towards the same thing when we're not, because how we're trying to set a foundation, we have two different bases. And when you have that with friendships, that's how those crumble. Because at times, again, like, you always got to rebuild, because just like, you know, structures in the home, right? There's always something to be repaired. But when you just let things, you know, deteriorate and you overlook it, right? Same with the house, same with the friendship. It eventually just crumbles because you haven't went back to reevaluate that portion of the friendship to make sure things are still good. You just let it, you know, kind of like rock. And then now you literally let it rot. And when you don't have that in total with a friendship, that's how they kind of die. At least that's what I've seen from my experience.
Yeah, that's true. And it's so important that you ask that initially, about, like, expectations of how much time is spent together, like, quality time. Because if you don't ask those questions initially and it's just assumptions, then that's a cause for issues later down the road.
Yeah.
If they're communicated right away.
Yeah. And everyone always wants to avoid issues, because when you got to come in contact with the problem, then it's like, it's one of those deep, right. Breaths, like, oh, you're okay. Let's try to find a conclusion. And everyone wants to avoid those, which is why a lot of friendships end up dying, because people would rather avoid the issue instead of confronting it. And at times, like, the issue can be very minor, but, you know, a lot of people just rather avoid it versus confronting it. And then you might end up losing out on a great friend because you're trying to avoid a possible, like, small, minute problem.
Exactly.
So, like, So for you, like, if you had a key takeaway when it comes to, like, managing, like, friendships and expectations, like, what would you give?
I think a good thing is adapting to each person. Like, you can't have the same expectations for each person.
Mm.
So I think that's very important. Like, when it comes to my friendships, I don't expect the same relationship with each person. I understand that there's going to be, like, communication is going to be a little better with this person because of what they have going on, and this person not so great, but understanding the reasons why and adapting to those reasons.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why I think some people try to do too, is try to take a general idea of how they want their friends to be and apply it to everyone. And
right.
If you apply it to everyone, then you're going to have no one around because exactly. No one's the same.
No one is the same. So you can't do a one size fit all approach when it comes to friendship. Even, I'm about to say family, but yeah, families too. You can't have one size fit all with everybody.
I'm going to say that. I know my grandmothers, both of them, are completely different.
Same. Yes, completely different.
100%. Yeah, because I'm going to say, on my end, I think a good key to would to always be, like, reevaluating at some point. You know, even if the person is new, like, you guys can, like, have many reevaluations, but especially those friendships that are, like, older, like, always trying to reset the expectations based upon where life currently is, right? Where maybe you want to reevaluate every year, every 2 years, right? Or every big change of event, like when somebody goes to college, when somebody gets married, when somebody gets a partner, like a significant other, when they have a child, right? I think reevaluating expectation at either a certain time period or a certain event is always key, because now there's a new factor that has kind of interrupted the relationship, right? And being able to recognize that from both sides, or, you know, if it's 3 people, 4 people, whatever, but from all sides, and then planning how you want to move forward, I think is key. Which then comes down to communicating. Because, again, when you have those conversations up front, then it takes out the guesswork, right? Because it's all been verbally stated. And if you can get it written down, that's even perfect, because now it's now it's in writing, right?
Yes.
I always say, try to get it in writing.
That's right. I love that.
So, well, yeah. So, what a great topic. definitely want to thank Tiff for joining us today on Moments with Murph. Tiff.
And thank you for having me on, Murph. It was an honor and a privilege to be on your podcast. We've been planning it for months. And I finally did it.
Yes. I know. It only took a little minute. We're good. So, Tiff, tell people where they can find you, listen to you, you know, where you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my podcast is Truth Talks with Tiff. It's available on all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, Anchor, Pandora, iHeart, all those. And then my podcast Instagram page is Truth Talks Tiff. So you can find me on there.
Can I be True Talks Murph? Or
yeah.
All right, we talk truth.
Talk truth, yes.
And then is our live that we did still up on your page?
It is. It's still on there.
You guys should go peep that too. We did a underrated versus overrated that you guys probably heard on season 3. That did a lot. We did that on Tiff's on live, which was actually pretty fun. I think that was the first time we actually were live together recording something. Yes.
Yes, it was. And it's on the main feed on my page. And I believe it has both of our pictures. Yes, it has both of our pictures on it. Right. And it's like further down the line. It was back in November of 2021. Wow.
That was a minute ago.
Hey.
Dang, time flies.
It doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
100%.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys for listening to this week's episode of Moments with Murph. I want to thank Tiff again for being here with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes. And we'll be hearing from her in the future. And we'll see you guys in the next one.